Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Into our second hour, Bucco Talk, a special January edition from Pirates Fest 2024. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Zhang. Really great event here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It is free, open to the public. Go to pirates.com/piratesfest, the event lasting until 6 o'clock. We're broadcasting here on 93.7 The Fan until 11:30, until we get you into Pitt basketball. We remind you, folks, it's back, the Fan Morning Show Wedding, presented by Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. One lucky couple will get married or have their vows renewed at Voodoo Brewing Company, Pittsburgh Pub, February 16th during the Fan Morning Show. For contest details, go to 937thefan.com. Entry deadline 4 days from today, January 10th. Pirates starter JT Brubaker is rehabbing from Tommy John surgery. You know, a lot of folks wonder about 2023, the would have, could have, should have, the what ifs, because frankly, the Pirates were beset by a ton of injuries. O'Neal Cruz among them, G-Man Choi among them, JT Brubaker among the biggest. He's with us right now. Rehab going well. You showed me the Tommy John scar, JT. Thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year to you, and glad to see you back on the mend, man.
Hey, good to be here, Dan. Happy New Year to you, too. And, yeah, like you said, rehab's going well. You saw a scar. Just ready to get down to warm weather and kind of propel this thing forward.
Yeah, and I know you put 23 behind you. Take me through, though, and not to revisit it too much, but the struggle when somebody, especially as you were going so well, taking that next step, things were really starting to click, fall into place, and then, especially late in spring training, this thing. I mean, just awful, frankly.
Yeah, it was definitely a shocker. And it was one of those things where never feeling anything in a game was even more of a shocker. It was just kind of wake up the next day and I'm like, why is this hurting? And eventually got it checked out, got opinions and stuff, went down, saw Meister in Texas, and really the inevitable happened when he got in there. And it was more of a gut feeling of like, I can't throw off of a mound. I cannot perform to my best ability possible. We need to fix this. And when he got in there, he was like, yeah, this was a good call, right choice. And like you said, spring training 2023 was going really well and everything was like back to clicking, and I was feeling well and back to myself after that 2019 injury in the minor leagues. So it was heartbreaking for me. It was a very, very tough decision to say, hey, I can't throw, trust my gut, and make this decision to undergo surgery.
What was clicking for you? Let's talk about, you know, all of that positive mojo that you had behind you. And, I mean, you were snapping them off like, I mean, it was coming out clean.
Yeah. Like I said, back in 2019, I had that partial injury to my elbow, and it always felt like I was trying to search for what I had before that injury, and something clicked in the off season where I was throwing bullpens, and it was like, okay, there it is. Let's ride this way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dave, let's feel what this is. And continue to build off of it, and it rolled into spring training, and everything was feeling good. Fastball was good, two seam was good, slider was really good, and then kind of revamped my curveball a little bit, and that was even working for me. So it was just a click of this is what I remember I felt, and that's kind of what I rolled with into spring training.
JT Brubaker is with us, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, broadcasting live from Pirates Fest 2024 here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I know you're throwing, but where are you in the throwing progression? I mean, have you gotten on the mound yet?
No.
Not yet. That's soon.
I'm built up to 120 feet and starting. It's been about 2 weeks of working back into 90 and 60 again. So 60, 90, 120, and then okay. Working my way back into 90 and 60. So 4 days, 5 days a week, and continuing to build up there. And I think I hit flat ground work in about 2 weeks.
That's great.
Yeah.
And how are you responding to, as you continue to increase the workload, then the next day is kind of the telltale sign, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm responding pretty well. Feeling good with this. I mean, there's going to be soreness no matter what. But to get in, I throw, and then the next day turn around, get my body warmed up, activated, and all that. It's responding really well. Being able to throw back-to-back days with intensity and stuff, it's definitely getting stronger and doing what it's supposed to do.
Ideally, all things go well. You're on a mound at what point?
My goal date's post All-Star break, right around post All-Star break. It also gives you a little bit of, my opinion, a little bit of a play with a couple extra days with that All-Star break to make sure everything's good to go, no setbacks, nothing there.
And when we say on a mound, I just want to clarify, that's just to get back up on the mound and begin throwing? Or
No,
you're thinking about
in-game.
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 Okay. And your internal goal, like in-game competitively, as in Bradenton, or in-game here at the
big leagues? Here at PNC.
Well, when can you get back on the mound to throw from 60 feet six?
Right there towards the end of spring training.
Okay.
I'm sure a little bit of a window, probably – 2 weeks before the break, sure. Like spring training breaks, I'll be fastball only. But okay. Right after spring training, I'm hoping to be full pitch, all go bullpens.
Mm. Just to give folks kind of an idea of the timeline and the methodical process that TJ Recovery is JT Brubaker joins us. It's long, it's arduous, it is mentally and emotionally taxing. How are you handling the latter there? Because that's probably the toughest part of all.
Yeah, toughest part is not being able to compete, not be out there with the team. So those first 6 months of not throwing a baseball were hard. Fortunately, I was here in Pittsburgh. The club allowed me to rehab here, and do everything here with the team. So when the team went on the road, I stayed back, but I was around the guys when they were home. It was nice to be around in the clubhouse, felt a part of the team for sure. So those 6 months were hard not picking up a baseball, and then once you pick up a baseball, the time's flying right now. So my first day of throwing was the last day of the season, and now we're at FanFest 2024, and it's flown by. So it's been a quick process once I picked up that baseball.
How much motivation and hunger do you have, given that you are a part of this, an important part of this? You are needed, in other words, right? Because we talk about, you know, how the roster sets up, the depth of starting pitching. Avoid your loss, a need your return. So that's got to be a huge motivator.
Yeah. Just competition in general is the motivator. To be with the team, I know Oviedo went down and stuff, so it's even more precedent to get back and get on the mound and help this club as much as I can, no matter what.
Has he called you for a little advice, shoulder to cry on, somebody to lean on through this process as he goes through it as you have?
No, nothing as of right now, but for sure when spring training comes and we show up, I'm going to be there and be as much support as I can for him, just as former teammates were in the past for me. Guys I've called, leaned on, and got advice from, Chad Cool, Tyon, just when they come through, talk to them about their process and all that. So whatever he needs, I'll be there when I see him, give him advice, and help him out as much as possible.
Can you share, JT Brubaker is with us, what guys like Tyon and Cool shared with you, having gone through it yourself, and maybe how it helped you get through this?
Yeah, so the big guy was Chad for me. So dating back to 2019, I had the partial and I was rehabbing down in Florida. So Chad was going through his rehab of Tommy John at that time. And just to be able to see the work, the effort, and what it took to go through the rehab that he went through, and just be able to talk to him and pick his brain on that was huge for me going into this process. So I already kind of had an idea of what it took and what it looked like with rehabbing with him and seeing what he did. So it's a huge help, and I think just being able to reach out to guys and former guys and even current guys, teammates, with Oviedo reaching out to me and stuff like that, like it's a huge help just to be able to ease your mind on the whole process, and you definitely don't have to go through it alone.
Final thing for JT Brubaker here from Pirates Fest 2024. For a cynical fan that is saying, well, you know, the Pirates just haven't made enough progress, even though 22 was far better than, or 23 was far better than 22. This team has internal expectations that 24 is going to be very good. A fan rolls their eyes and says, you're in the clubhouse, you've been around the team. Give Pirates fans the why, if you could sell them, if you had maybe a non-believing Bucco fan and you could get 30 seconds with them, you would tell them why.
Oh, it's the why is hunger. Mm-hmm. We want to bring a World Series back to a city of champions. I mean, there's so many championship teams in the city of Pittsburgh, and that's our hunger, that's our drive, that's our motivation. We got young talent. We got guys that want to go out there and play ball every day. So it's the collectiveness of everybody being young and wanting to do it. And we see the history and what this city is able to do and has done. So that's where our goal is to relive that and bring that back to the city of Pittsburgh.
JT Brubaker, one of the best, is with us. We wish him the best. Can't wait to see you back on the mound. All-Star break. That's the fingers and toes,
yep,
crossed. We're hoping that we can get you back into this rotation, helping this team around the All-Star break.
Just competition in general is the motivator. To be with the team, I know Oviedo went down and stuff, so it's even more precedent to get back and get on the mound and help this club as much as I can, no matter what.
Has he called you for a little advice, shoulder to cry on, somebody to lean on through this process as he goes through it as you have?
No, nothing as of right now, but for sure when spring training comes and we show up, I'm going to be there and be as much support as I can for him, just as former teammates were in the past for me. Guys I've called, leaned on, and got advice from, Chad Cool, Tyon, just when they come through, talk to them about their process and all that. So whatever he needs, I'll be there when I see him, give him advice, and help him out as much as possible.
Can you share, JT Brubaker is with us, what guys like Tyon and Cool shared with you, having gone through it yourself, and maybe how it helped you get through this?
Yeah, so the big guy was Chad for me. So dating back to 2019, I had the partial and I was rehabbing down in Florida. So Chad was going through his rehab of Tommy John at that time, and just to be able to see the work, the effort, and what it took to go through the rehab that he went through, and just be able to talk to him and pick his brain on that was huge for me going into this process. So I already kind of had an idea of what it took and what it looked like with rehabbing with him and seeing what he did. So it's a huge help, and I think just being able to reach out to guys and former guys and even current guys, teammates, with Oviedo reaching out to me and stuff like that, like it's a huge help just to be able to ease your mind on the whole process, and you definitely don't have to go through it alone.
Final thing for JT Brubaker here from Pirates Fest 2024. For a cynical fan that is saying, well, you know, the Pirates just haven't made enough progress, even though 22 was far better than, or 23 was far better than 22. This team has internal expectations that 24 is going to be very good. A fan rolls their eyes and says, you're in the clubhouse. You've been around the team. Give Pirates fans the why, if you could sell them. If you had maybe a non-believing Bucco fan and you could get 30 seconds with them, you would tell them why.
Oh, it's the why is hunger. Mm-hmm. We want to bring a World Series back to a city of champions. I mean, there's so many championship teams in the city of Pittsburgh, and that's our hunger. That's our drive. That's our motivation. We got young talent. We got guys that want to go out there and play ball every day. So it's the collectiveness of everybody being young and wanting to do it. And we see the history and what this city is able to do and has done. So that's where our goal is to relive that and bring that back to the city of Pittsburgh.
JT Brubaker, one of the best, is with us. We wish him the best. Can't wait to see you back on the mound. All-Star break. That's the fingers and toes
yep.
crossed. We're hoping that we can get you back into this rotation, helping this team around the All-Star break. Do stay with us. Leover Pergero will join us coming up next. We'll also hear from Jack Zawinski, Brian Reynolds, among others, as we continue this special edition, January edition of Bucco Talk, live from Pirates Fest 2024. I'm Dan Zangrilli. This is your flagship station for the Bucks, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.